cities and towns across the country are preparing for tonight's Independence Day festivities. July 4th fireworks displays have been part of our national celebration since 1777, the year after the signing of the Declaration of Independence and well before the American Revolution ended. So what is it that draws us to the spectacle in the sky? Jack Kelly, author of Gunpowder, The History of the Explosive That Changed the World, offers one answer.
In 10th century China, Taoist alchemists stumbled upon a mixture of natural ingredients that burned so instantaneously that it produced the first chemical explosion on Earth. Inspired to show off the magical properties of this fire drug, they developed the firecrackers, rockets, and explosive shells that remain the tools of pyrotechnics even today. When this substance, which we call gunpowder, reached Europe, fearful new weapons began to amplify the destructive nature of warfare. But the same powder that killed was also used to celebrate the end of battle. Ever since the Renaissance, crowds have delighted to the booming, blazing extravaganza of gunpowder that is fireworks. We live in nervous times, yet this 4th of July, we will again celebrate our nation's birthday with the concussion of shells, the screech of skyrockets, the snap of firecrackers. As someone who loves fireworks, I've often wondered about the attraction of this venerable art. What is it that draws us to fireworks? Pure excitement? A need to be astounded? Simple nostalgia? Everyone seems to cherish memories of the sparklers and skyrockets of some long-ago summer. A pyrotechnic craftsman of the 16th century noted that fireworks endure no longer than the kiss of a lover for his lady, if as long. This fleeting quality, I think, is the secret appeal of fireworks. However spectacular the incandescence, it fades in a moment. In a garish and insistent world, it is the impermanence of fireworks that draws sighs of wonder. The original form of gunpowder, the black powder invented in medieval China, was phased out of military applications by the late 1800s, replaced by modern explosives. The only use remaining for the ancient substance is in fireworks. After the terror of bombs and guns, the final function of gunpowder is the same as the first, to evoke, for a fleeting second, our genuine awe.
Jack Kelly, author of Gunpowder, The History of the Explosive That Changed the World, published by Basic Books.